Oh, good morning. Yes, I finally woke up before you did. Coffee? No, I'm on it. I think I've actually figured out how our machine works. Yeah, I guess. Just how you like it. Oh, no. I'm sorry, I didn't remember how you like it. I've just been, you know, paying attention these last few weeks. I really want to remember. I thought I'd remember when you brought me here. Oh God. Not here. I mean, when you brought me home. To our home. But I don't remember. I don't know if I'll ever remember. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I know it's not my fault. But I've started to realize the toll this has all taken. Not just on me, but on you. When I walked into this house after you brought me back, I saw it everywhere. The evidence of us. Pictures of you and your beautiful bride. Yeah, me. Dancing after our wedding. Pictures of us on trips I don't remember. Pictures of us holding hands and kissing, but... And I'm so sorry about this. I don't remember any of it. I feel like I've only known you a few weeks. I know you're patient. That just makes me feel more guilty. When I told the nurse I was worried about leaving the hospital with you, she said, if you don't leave with him, I will. And, well, that made me laugh. When I was lying in that hospital bed, unconscious, she said you stayed by my side and talked to me like I was awake about us. And what she overheard was so sweet and beautiful. And every day since I regained consciousness, you've been so loving. I feel like I'm taking advantage of you. I mean, you've been sleeping in the guest room because you don't want to make me uncomfortable. I feel like I'm kicking a dog when he's down. No. Oh no. I didn't mean to compare you to a dog. You are well, let's just say I'm starting to figure out what I must have liked about you. Why did I wake up early today? Well, let's just say I had a restless night. Well, stuff. I was thinking about stuff. Oh, God, so many questions. Well, I guess that's what married people do, huh? Ask each other questions. Look, I was going through my things, thinking that looking at my stuff would help me remember more about me, about us. And you know what I found? Well, let me tell you. I found a chest of drawers tucked away in the back of my closet, and I was quite surprised by its contents. Ah, you don't seem to be able to look at me. Am I right that you know exactly what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm, I thought you might. And in the very top drawer, I found a stack of letters. I see by your reaction that you know the letters I'm talking about. They are all signed YGB. Did you write these letters? And what does YGB stand for? Your good boy? Oh, I see. I think I'm starting to get the picture. But I never would have guessed from the strong public presence you've shown over the past few weeks. Did we have something very private and very intimate that we shared? A special, pardon the word, bond that wasn't evident to the outside world? And were you my good boy? That explains the letters. Read them? Oh yes, I read them. Then I read them again, and then one more time. I felt so strange reading your letters, like I was reading something I shouldn't be reading, something meant for someone else. But I know now you wrote them to me. The way you described her body, my body, and the things we did together, the things you did for me, the things you were willing to do for me. At first it was shocking, but when I read it again, it was so intimate, so beautiful. At first I couldn't even picture doing those things, or you. I couldn't picture you doing those things. And I honestly don't remember the events described in your sweet letters. But after the third time through, it all started to feel... familiar may not be the right word. Comfortable. Does that make sense? Look, I don't know if I'll ever remember being the special woman in your letters, but... Why are you turning away? Are you... Oh, God. Are you... Come here. Put your coffee down and come here. Don't worry about that. About me not being ready. That's nonsense. I may not remember all this, but I can see when someone needs a hug. Shh. It's all right. Oh, God, no. It's okay. I've got you. You've been holding this in. That was so quiet. What did you say? Oh. I know. I know you miss her. That you miss me. Look, you didn't let me finish. I don't know if I'll ever remember being the special woman in your letters, but I know for certain that I want to be. Now it's okay to be unsure about your answer to the question I'm about to ask. It might be hard to trust someone who doesn't even remember our wedding. But I want to know. Do you want to try to be my good boy again? I'm sorry, that was so quiet. What did you say? Oh. You sweet, sweet man. You never stopped, did you? You never stopped being my good boy. Oh, that was, that felt familiar. Again? Please? Mm. I think you're pretty good at this kissing stuff. I wanna stop worrying about remembering. Because that may never happen. I'm done waiting for that to happen. I'm willing to take a leap of faith here. You're someone who cares for me deeply. You've protected me while I recovered. You've put your own needs to the side and tended to mine while I healed physically. And you've quietly supported me while I work through the mental and emotional side of this. And the things you wrote, the things we shared together, they were so private. And well, we were so vulnerable with each other. That's a really long way of saying I've enjoyed these past few weeks with you, and I think I'd like to start giving you what you miss and need so badly. What I want right now is for you to kiss me again, the way you know I like to be kissed. Now, I saw in your letters that you gave her, oh God, I'll never get this right, that you gave me control over your pleasure, when and how you could experience pleasure. I understand. I saw how meaningful that was to you, giving up that control. But when you say you never stopped being my good boy, does that mean you've waited all this time for me to give you permission to experience pleasure? Oh, you sweet boy. I had no idea how much you were sacrificing. Look, God forbid I ever lose my memory again, but if I do, I give you back control over your body for the duration of my incapacity. Do you understand? Good. Now, this all explains why you seem to be having some kind of situation in your sweatpants. Before we address your situation, you promise we're married. I mean, this house, the wedding pictures, paying my medical bills, the letters, that wasn't all some elaborate ploy to get me to have sex with you, right? All right. Then take off your sweatpants, please. This one time, I'll ignore your raised eyebrow and the fact that you haven't immediately done what I've asked. Take off your sweatpants now and show me your cock. Oh. No, it's okay. I think I would have remembered having that inside me. Now, come closer and kiss me. You don't know where to put it, do you? Open my robe and let it rest between my thighs. safe there. Nice and warm. Mmm. Is that a sweet moan? You're right on the edge, aren't you? Yes, I feel it. Now, from what I read, there is something we do that makes you feel safe. Mm-hmm. If you pull my robe back a little more, can you do that? Can you latch onto my breast? Oh, the pull of your lips is so strong on me. I didn't expect to... Oh, to like it so much. Oh, do you like it when I stroke your hair like this? Oh, your hair smells so good. It's a smell I know. Now you stay right there in your safe place. Yes, keep sucking like that. And while you do, let me remind you of something else you wrote to me. You wrote about the feeling of my soft hand on your cock. You've been holding back so long. I'm going to open my thighs now and take you in my soft grip. Is this how you like it? How you like me to touch you? Mm-hmm. No, don't thrust. You just take what I'm giving you, all right? Do you like me to rub my thumb over this slick spot? I know, I feel your legs shaking. Can you still stand up? You can put your arms around me and brace yourself while you suckle. There, good boy. What are you asking? Oh, sweet boy. Yes, that's what I want. I want to feel you spasm and spill in my warm hand. Oh, God, you're squirming. The look on your face. I read what you like. Is my grip strong enough? We're going to go faster now. You're okay. I know. I know you're shaking, but you're okay. You're okay. Yes, it's okay. Yes, it's okay. What's... Oh. Oh, God. Look at it coming out of you. No, I won't stop. Let it out. Let it out. Give me what you've been holding back for me. It's... Oh, gosh. Was all that inside of you? Okay. Okay. Sensitive. Was that like it used to be? Is that what you needed from me? Now don't get all emotional on me again. No, it's sweet. I'm glad you missed my touch. And thank you for trusting me. Are you ready for me to ask more from you? Well, I'm not ready to focus on me just yet. And I was overwhelmed by all the different things in your letter. So here's what I want. Not tonight, but after you complete a task for me, I want you to return to your bed. To our bed. And my expectation, actually, my requirement, is that when you return, you come prepared to serve me. Is that clear? Good. The task? Well, Let's just say I love how you write to me. I want you to write me something new, something that tells me if there were only one way you could serve me, could bring me pleasure for the remainder of time, what would it be?